Greetings, user defenders. And I know this is a little out of the blue, but I wanted to update you all just on what's been going on with me and also why I have to hit pause for a little while just to get that out the gate. That's the reason for this little announcement. Not stopping, not quitting. I still am fighting for you, fighting for the users. But I do need to take a break, and I will explain why. So just a little backstory first, as we like stories on the show here. So this November 2nd marks 1 year since the launch of User Defenders podcast, and it has been an awesome ride. It's been extremely challenging, but also more so extremely rewarding. I've met many of you as a result of this show. I've been able to interface with you in not really meeting you in person, but certainly being able to interface with you through Twitter and through email, and just the guests that I've been able to interview who've spared an hour of their valuable time talking to me and in order to inspire and encourage all of us. Has been just incredible. So I don't want to stop that. I'd have no plans to stop doing that. So that's the good news. The not so great news maybe is that I do need to take a break and hit pause for a little while. Super hard for me to do because I love doing this and I love being able to provide this content to you on a regular basis. But here's why. So many of you who are on the Biweekly Bugle, the email newsletter, you heard a few newsletters back that we were trying to find a car because unfortunately my wife got into an accident, and thank God she's okay and my girls are okay. But the van was totaled. So that leaves us with having to get a van really, really urgently because she's got to be able to drive the kids around, and we have six kids here, so it's a challenge. So anyway, we had to get a car, and we had our sights set on a specific car, which is a Nissan NV Passenger, which is a really large but nice van. It seats 12. So those are kind of scarce because edge case. Our family is quite big and probably bigger than most families, so we had to, basically, long story short, I had to, in my research, the best deal that I could find was in Chicago. So I was able to actually buy the vehicle in Chicago, and then a couple weekends ago, I took a one-way flight out there and drove her back. So that was a lot of fun, sleeping in Walmart right outside Omaha in the van for the first time. That was interesting. But anyway, a fun road trip. So that, and then all of a sudden we were looking around. We've been looking really for a different home for a while because we've kind of outgrown that home too, just like the van that we had before. And we happened across everything we've been looking for in a home, and which was kind of a tall order, but we found one just in the Springs, a little closer to the freeway, which is great for my commute to work. And also closer to church and to town and things. All that to say, we entered into a contract recently on the home. So that is happening and has been happening, and that is contingent upon the sale of our home. So we've been just crazy. I'm super tired sharing this with you right now just from all the activity, but it's been all consuming, this whole process. Any of you who've ever had to do this all at the same time, you understand. Getting your home ready and just paying more money than you really have to get it fixed in order to sell it to somebody else so they can have a nicer home than you had living in it. It's kind of an interesting paradox, but a necessary one. And anyway, basically, what we are doing is we're trying to do this, and it is all-consuming, and it is I have to just choose right now. I have to choose what's essential. I'm kind of, you know, remarking on the Essentialism book that I talk about sometimes. But what's essential now is getting through this process, getting the family moved into this new home, but all the red tape that goes before that. And it just wouldn't be fair to you for me to try to still run this show. It wouldn't be fair to my family and also all the attention that we have put on this process right now for me to try to do that. And as you know, I try to take a really thorough approach to researching my guests, and that takes a lot of time. And also just producing every episode is just really challenging. And thankfully, I've got my super team of Chris. And that actually leads me to my other point. The other reason that it's good to hit pause is because my artist, Caesar, the amazing artist Caesar, with his superpowers that he's been with me from the beginning, I need to let him go. He wants to go. So I need to let him, because he has to really focus on his work as a storyboard artist, and really try to dig his heels in there more, because he's got a family to provide for as well. Anyway, that's kind of the other thing, is I need to find another artist. So if you happen to be one with superpowers, then please reach out, userdefenders@gmail.com. There is somebody I've been talking to and really impressed with his work, and we're going to probably kick the tires. But anyway, still looking around, and nothing solid yet. But I also I want to tell you, when am I going to – so the question is, when is this going to kind of kick back up again? When can I hit play again? And I'm thinking it's going to be sometime around mid-November, because that's when escrow will kind of be done, and things should start sort of getting back into a groove. So I'm hoping to start producing the next episode before mid-November. Obviously, I would have to. We would have to get started on that beforehand. So hopefully – around mid-November-ish is when the next episode will release. And there's some good stuff. I mean, I interviewed Ling Lam, incredible designer and super deep philosophy on design, coming from an architectural field, winning awards and designing buildings and things. So really great perspective. And that one is, I can't wait to share that with you. But I also have a couple interviews that I'm still going to be conducting that I've set up with a Book Apart authors, Chris Coyer and Matt Marquis. So really super excited to also get those in the can and share those with you as well. So anyway, the other thing that came through this, and I'm sorry this is kind of getting lengthy, I'll try to wrap up shortly here, is that I realized that smart podcasters tend to group their episodes around seasons. So I think that would be smart, because it's been about a year consistent podcasting. Again, I love it, and it's been really a rewarding process, but I haven't had a lot of time to really, me and my team, to kind of take breaks and sort of regroup and even kind of plan ahead. So there's some things that I have on my mind, things I want to do. I'd love to build products. I don't know what that means yet, but I'd love to be able to build products and provide those, and as well as just kind of plan around, you know, maybe future themes and things. I don't know what that is yet, but I think it just allows time for that. So I'm going to, when we come back, I'm going to group the episodes around seasons. So it'll be a certain amount of episodes, and then we'll take a break for a little while, and then we'll come back with more episodes. And I think that'll allow us also to just really continue producing a high quality show, even higher, I would expect. So with that, what else? So you know, there's a verse in Ecclesiastes 3:1. It says, there is a time for everything and a season for everything. Sorry, for every activity under the heavens. So that's sort of another inspiration for that. This is a seasonal, a time for seasons. So I think it's going to be better for it. The show will be better, and we'll be better for it as well. So Let's see. Yeah, that's about it. I just wanted to, even though I'm busy, I'm available to you always through email or Twitter. Email userdefenders@gmail.com, Twitter @userdefenders. So I just want to thank you sincerely for listening, for being a part of this. You are why I do this. So thank you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for talking about the show on Twitter and sharing it with your friends and fellow designers. It makes such a difference, and it means a ton. So thank you. I really appreciate you. And again, reach out anytime. Can you hear the tiredness in my voice? I had coffee an hour ago, and I'm tired. So I'm going to try to go to sleep. And keep taking care of yourself. Keep taking care of others. Continue to practice empathy. And I just want to say, until next time, fight on, my friends.